I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new leader in Greece could be good for believers. Greeks chose Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis in a snap election. AMG International's Tassos Ioannidis spoke with us from Greece.
The Greek church has seen about 50% of its income go away during this crisis. Hundreds of thousands of educated people have left Greece. There has been this sentiment of frustration and sadness and despair for years now. And now it seems that the people are ready to turn the page. If the economy starts doing better, that's going to affect the Greek church. People start to do better, it should provide more resources for the church to do its mission and to reach the community.
And filmmakers and storytellers alike often use history in their work. Now the Chernobyl nuclear disaster of 1982 is joining the call list on HBO. But Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association can attest to the present-day life-threatening complications from radiation in Ukraine.
There's a military station there as well to kind of protect and guard the area around Chernobyl so the people will not go into what's known as the radiation zone. The radiation levels have fallen off, but they're still there, still in the water shelf.
The complications have left single parents struggling to raise kids in a small village near the reactor site. But it's here where SGA is lifting the local church to meet the physical and spiritual needs of the people. Ask God to use these churches to reveal himself and bring healing. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I shared today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or Muslim ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. If you're not sure how to join, we've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.